Hey, friends. I am Aline Thompson. I am the founder of Treasured Ministries, the author of the Nourish Bible Study series, and the creator of the Nourish Bible Study Method. And today we're going to be talking about, in our Godly Girl Power devotion series, we're going to be talking about labels and how not to live out of them. Now, I'm not talking about the labels that are on your cans of green beans or the labels that we put on our notebooks. I'm talking about the labels that other people might put on us. So today I'm going to give you three huge tips that you can use so that when that happens, that you can not allow those labels to have power over you, that you can live out of your authentic identity. Now, this is really, really important to me because for years, for 40 years, I allowed the words that other people said about me to define who I was, and I wasn't free. And when I say I wasn't free to be the woman God created me to be. And it took a huge sifting season, but I'm very thankful for it. And through that sifting season, I was able to put the pen in the potter's hand, in God's hand, and allow Him to write my story. And that is what I want for every single woman out there. And that's what I believe that God wants, because every woman was designed to make a difference. And when you and I live out of our authentic identity, we have confidence and direction to become all God created us to be. But along the way, some things can get in the way of that. And one of those are the labels that others give us. Now, they could be labels that we grew up with. They could be labels from our past. They could be labels, lies the enemy is feeding to us. It could be a nickname that we were bullied with growing up. I mean, the list can go on and on and on and on and on. It can be the way that we've lived, patterns that we've kept for a long time. Those are where labels, you know, come from. I'll always be this, or I'll always be that, or she called me this, or those sorts of things. And we repeat those labels, and before you know it, we're actually living out of those labels. And even though we're a new Christian in Christ and we have a new identity, if we're not careful, those labels can have a say in our life. And so you and I want to live out of the labels that we receive from Christ. And the key to doing that is choosing your own labels. Okay, so we're going to be looking at our Nourish scripture this week, and I'm going to be giving you three steps on how to deal with labels and how not to be a labeler yourself. And so let's get started. We're in chapter 2, verse 11 through chapter 3, verse 6 in the book of Ephesians. And if this is your first time joining us, I encourage you to go to treasuredministries.com and click on our Nourish Devotions tab to find out more about how you can participate in our Nourish Devotion series. But inside of our Nourish scripture this week, what we see is we see Paul talking to the Gentile Christians, and he is describing to them the unity that they have in Christ. He's explaining to them the gift of the body of Christ. And at this time, in the body of Christ, which is basically the fact that you and I are adopted by God. And so we have brothers and sisters through Christ. We have brothers and sisters through Christ. But during this time, there was some tension with that. And the reason was because of the old and the new covenant mindsets that were coming into play. You see, you had the Gentile Christians who, before they met the Lord, they were worshiping other gods. They were worshiping the god of Diana. It tells us in Acts chapter 20. and they were just living according to their desires. And then you have the Jewish Christians who, before they came to Christ, they were living under the old covenant. They were a part of God's chosen people, and they were that way because of circumcision and because of keeping the law. They were under that old covenant. And sometimes when there's change in the air, which there was, because when Christ came, it was no longer about us keeping the law. Christ satisfied the law, and it was about us receiving grace through the blood of Jesus Christ. And so with that, being a part of God's family, you didn't have to be circumcised to be a part of it. You didn't. You were a part of God's family the moment you accepted Christ. And this was hard for the Gentile Christians to accept. And in Mark chapter 2, Jesus very clearly says that the old and new covenants don't mix. You have to completely get rid of the old covenant. And you know what? Change is hard for everybody. And if I was a Jewish Christian, this would be hard for me. I mean, here I've lived my whole life keeping the law, right? And doing all these sacrifices and everything like that. And then all of a sudden, here come these Gentile Christians who've been worshiping other gods and, you know, living by their desires. And they get to come into God's family, not based on what they're doing, but just on the faith through Jesus Christ. I mean, you know, I don't know. I could see myself saying, well, that's not fair. You know, but that's exactly what happens whenever we're living under legalism or an old covenant mindset. There's a lack of love and acceptance that we have for others because we can't. It's hard to accept ourselves. It's hard to accept ourselves. And when we're not operating under grace, when we're not receiving grace and enjoying that, it's very hard for us to give it to others. And we can become a Christian and still live under that performance mentality, that legalistic mentality. Now, legalism, old covenant, performance, all of those things say this. It's about what I need to do to earn God's love and acceptance. That's legalism. New covenant, grace mentality says this. It's all about what Jesus Christ has done for me. And now I want to walk in my purpose and I want to love others, but it's not to get God's love for me or acceptance. It's because I love Him. So that's the difference between an old covenant mindset and a new covenant mindset. To put it another way, it's this. The old covenant, it's all about me and what I do. The new covenant, it's all about what God and He has done and what He has done. And then I receive that and I give that to others. That's the new covenant mentality. But if you're operating under an old covenant mentality, it makes it very difficult for you to love others because it makes it difficult for you to love yourself. When you're trying to keep the law or living under performance or perfectionism, it's hard to love you. You know, because we can't keep the law all the time. We're not going to be perfect all the time. We're not going to succeed all the time. And we might love ourselves on the day that, you know, we knock it out of the park with our kids and our home and, you know, we're the rock star mother, career woman, whatever it is. But on the days that we fail, if our worth and value is what we do, we won't like ourselves. And when we don't like ourselves, it becomes hard, you know, to love others. And so so that's what was going on inside of the church. There was this tension, and there was probably some feelings that the Jewish Christians might have thought, you know, we're better than you because we're God's chosen people, right? And so what Paul was coming in is he was coming in and he was describing to these Gentile Christians that is not true, that we are all one in Christ, that the old covenant has been done away with the new covenant, that the wall of hostility that the law brought is broken down. Now, even though all that is true, and even though God has created the body of Christ so that you and I could have a place to belong, you and I both know that even inside Christian circles, there'll be division, there'll be strife, and there'll be labeling that goes on. Okay? So, point number one is this. You cannot control what other people think or say about you. You cannot control if other people are operating under a legalistic mindset. You can't control that, but you can control you. And so Paul was coming to the Gentile Christians and he was reminding them of their identity in Christ and the fact that that wall had been torn down. And it says this, don't forget that you Gentiles used to be outsiders. You were called uncircumcised heathens by the Jews who were proud of their circumcision, even though it affected only their bodies and their hearts. In those days, you were living apart from Christ. You were excluded from citizenship among the people of Israel, and you did not know the covenant promises God had made to them. You lived in this world without God and without hope, but now you have been united with Christ Jesus. Once you were far away from God, but now you have been brought near to Him through the blood of Jesus Christ. And then he goes on to say, for Christ Himself has brought peace to us. He united Jews and Gentiles into one people when in his own body on the cross he broke down the wall of hostility that separated us. He did this by ending the system of law with its commandments and regulations. He made peace between Jews and Gentiles by creating in himself one new people from two groups. Together as one body, Christ reconciled both groups to God by means of his death on the cross, and our hostility toward each other was put to death. So inside of the body of Christ, this is what Paul is explaining to the Gentiles, that this has happened. Now in verse 11, we see the next point that I want to make to you, which is this, the reason why people label. Now, Paul very clearly says that, you know, they were called outsiders, they were called uncircumcised heathens, and then he goes on to say that it was because of their pride. And when people feel the need to label you, when they feel the need to point out your differences or that you're an outsider, what you need to remember is that their labeling has nothing to do with you and everything to do with their pride. You see, when you operate on an old covenant mindset, when you feel you have to earn God's love and favor, you have this need to feel when your worth and value is based on what you do, then you will have a need to pull other people down by labeling them. And that's what sometimes can happen to us. Other women or whoever it is, they might throw a label on you to push themselves up by pulling you down. And if that happens, I want you to just say to yourself, that's their problem because of their pride, and it's not mine. So the first thing is recognize that it's not your problem. It's their problem because of their pride. The second thing is how you handle labels. Now, I want you to think of labels as like a ball somebody throws to you. So if someone tosses a label on you, if they make a judgment about you, I want you to visualize it as a ball and sort of catch it in your hand. Then I want you to examine that label and say to yourself, does this label line up with the truth of who God says I am? Now, I just read Ephesians 2:11 through almost the end of the chapter, and Paul is telling them their true identity, that they are one in Christ. And so they were not outsiders anymore. They were not the uncircumcised heathen anymore. They were one in Christ. And one of the reasons why at Treasured Ministries, in our second step of the Nourish Bible Study Method, one of the questions that we ask you to look for when you're looking in God's Word is there a core identity of who I am that I need to embrace? Now, core identity is how God sees you. So, you know, the Jewish Christians still had felt they were better than the others. than the Gentile Christians, but it just wasn't true. And so we need to say to ourselves in that moment, when a label is thrown at us, catch it and then examine it and say, does this apply to me? And if it doesn't apply to who God says you are, then I want you to do one of three things. I want you to either say silently to yourself, or you can whisper it under your breath, or sometimes I've actually confronted the person and said this, but you just say, I won't accept that label because it's not who I am. Okay? So if somebody throws you a ball like that, examine it, hold it up against the identity you have in Christ, and then you need to choose not to wear it by saying, I won't accept that. Take time to do that, because when things are thrown at us, we need to make sure that they won't have power over us by if we let that label to attach to us. Now, this is very different when people speak the truth in love. I love my friends that speak the truth in love to me. I respect that. But when someone's speaking the truth in love to you, they're doing it because they love you and they want to build you up to make you a better person, not to tear you down. And I think that you can immediately feel that difference, okay? So the next step is this. The next step is that we don't want to be a part of the problem, so we don't want to be a labeler. We don't want to be a labeler. And, you know, even as I was reading the passage this week, it really caused me to pause and think about the fact that we are all one in Christ. We are all on a journey, but we're all in different places. And somebody that's a brand new Christian is going to be in a different place than someone that has been walking closely with the Lord for years and years. And you know what? We're not called to judge. I love what Susan in my Nourish group said this week. I get together with a group of awesome women on Monday night, and we discuss the scriptures together. And we were talking about this whole idea of legalism and how it legalism, you know, makes us people that, you know, it just legalism chokes out love in your life. Love for yourself because you're expecting yourself to be perfect, and love for others because you have those same expectations on them. And also, if you don't receive God's grace and love for you, then you can't give it out. You can't give it out. But anyway, she said this, and it's so worth repeating. I love it. She said, Christianity is a walk, not a checklist. It's a walk, not a checklist. And you and I are walking with the Holy Spirit from glory to glory to glory. And so God may be working with me on a different issue than he's working with somebody else in the body of Christ. And before we start judging and pointing fingers, and labeling people, you know, we need to drop back and remember that we're all on a journey. It doesn't mean that we don't speak the truth in love, but we speak to the action, not the person. Because when we label a person, we are declaring and judging a fixed mindset on somebody. We're basically saying this person is this. And it's like saying they're never going to change. And there's a difference between calling out an action and labeling a person. When you label somebody, you're basically having a fixed mindset on who they are, and that's simply not biblical. Okay? So, we don't want to be a part of the problem, okay? So, the next point is this. Choose your own labels and find liberty. Choose your own labels and find liberty. Now, I love this. And I got this too from another woman in my Nourish group. So, you know what? Starting a Nourish Together group, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. So if we look at chapter 3, verse 1, Paul is still talking to the Gentiles at this point. And listen to how he labels himself. When I think of all this, I, Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus for the benefit of you Gentiles. Did you catch that? Paul labeled himself a prisoner of Jesus Christ. Now, At the time, Paul was a prisoner of Rome. He was a prisoner of Rome. Now, if he had worn the labels that, you know, the Rome had given him, then he would have called himself a prisoner of Rome. He could have thrown, what about labels of feeling unworthy because he was in prison? Or, you know, there were all sorts of labels he could have given him. But he very proudly said, you know what? I'm not a prisoner of Rome. I'm actually a prisoner of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know something? When you and I choose our labels, that's when we'll find the liberty to live out of our authentic identity. I'm going to say that again. Choose your labels to find liberty to live out of your God-given authentic identity. You choose your labels. Because here's the thing. We really don't have control over what other people say about us. We don't. But we do have control over which labels we're going to allow to define us. And today, right now, in this podcast, you and I can be like Paul. And no matter what circumstance we're in, we can choose our own labels. We can choose our own labels. So recognize why people label, that it's their problem because of pride and not yours. Examine labels when they're thrown at you, just as if someone were throwing you a ball. And if it doesn't line up with God's truth about who you are in Christ, you say to yourself quietly, out loud, or to the other person, I won't accept that label because it's not who God says I am. Thirdly, we don't want to be a part of the problem by labeling others, and the way that we do that is by consistently receiving grace for ourselves. And lastly, to live out of your authentic identity in Christ, to have the liberty to do that, you choose your own labels. And I love how Paul said it all. He was so bold about it. You know, I'm a prisoner of the Lord Jesus Christ. He wasn't a victim, and neither are you. Neither are you today, no matter what circumstance you face. I'm not saying it's not hard. I'm not saying any of that. But I'm saying that the truth about who you are can be found as you listen to and are led by the Holy Spirit and wear the beautiful labels that he has for you. That's all for today. I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast, and I want to invite you to connect with me on social media. We're on Instagram and Facebook. We do all kinds of things on Facebook, including every Wednesday, we have a food for thought question on our Nourish Scripture. I'm also on Periscope, and Periscope is being a lot of fun. You can ask me any question. If you have a question about the Nourish Scripture for the week or the devotion, I'd love to hear from you. So I go on Periscope every day, and you also get a little inspirational teaching to encourage you to walk out of your authentic identity and become the woman God created you to be. I invite you to download Her Nourished Heart, which is our free ebook, just by going to our website, treasuredministries.com. And I hope that you will invite your friends to subscribe to this podcast and give us a rating below. That would be just such a gift to us. Thanks so much for your love, support, and encouragement. And as always, remember, you are a treasure.